you're here, live and direct. We wanted to talk to you guys today specifically about a commercial for a campaign that is launching the foundation that Anna has started.
Yay!
And, Kalina, hello. We wanted to give a brief, short synopsis of what we're doing, what this is about, and why we're doing it. And I will give the mic to her.
Oh my god, that's not a mic.
Sorry.
Okay. So basically, 18 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. She was 57 years old, and I had a newborn at the time. And so I was immediately propelled into the sandwich generation, which is where if you're looking after your parent and you are a parent, you are now part of the sandwich generation. So my dad passed away 14 months after that, and my mom came to live with me full time and has been since. And now she's on the palliative care journey, which is the end of life, and she's been like that for 3 years. But along the way, it's taken a large toll, and caregivers, I'm just saying, like, we save the health system about $50 billion a year. In Canada alone, that's not even worldwide, because these are unpaid. As a caregiver, the correct term, I'm an informal caregiver because I'm not a paid caregiver. So
caregiver, let's just keep it very simple, are the people that that make the decision not to put their loved one in a hospital setting or a nursing home setting for nurses or doctors or paid facility,
right,
to
but
take
how,
care of them.
However, even if you put your parent in a long-term care facility, those caregiver hours are those supplementary hours where you, like, they don't account your gas or your extra things that you have to pay. It's all like, it creates, as a caregiver, it creates a financial, emotional, mental burden on the person. And then the caregiver starts suffering their own illnesses because they are torn into two different directions. Namely me, you know, being a mother and then a daughter and having to take on those two roles and trying to balance that constantly. So what ends up happening is, and we've been, as Wendy said, we've been doing these podcasts for over a year. And, you know, along the way, we've met a great group of people that have opened up and have come on. Some of them have come on and told their stories. Some haven't, but still have told their stories about the burnout, the compassion fatigue, the stress, depression. And even when your loved one does pass, what do they do now? And this is a huge part. Dementia alone, 1 in 3 people are going to develop dementia. In 2050, there's going to be 135 million people suffering from it. And if you're not going, if you don't, I guess, get the disease, you are definitely going to be caregiving for somebody that has it. So it is a real thing. And the caregivers, we get thrown along the wayside, even though we're saving the system so much money. And there's no supports for people like us. Like, we don't have access to counseling. We don't get paid. There's not a supplementary wage or a subsidy. There's nothing for us. And this campaign is for caregivers to reinvent and restore themselves, to take the self-care that they need. And it's going to be a safe place because unless you go through it, it's very difficult to understand the journey. And so we've sourced out a place in the Halton and Peel region, and we would like to create a wellness center for caregivers. And that's what this campaign is all about. So we are looking forward to developing this campaign, and we're trying to get a few products so that, like, you know, you're not just donating money and getting nothing in return. And we would like your support. And that's basically why we're doing this commercial.
Awesome. So, very proud of you and the journey, and I'm sure your mom feels the same way.
Oh, and my book, my second book is out today. I forgot, that was a really good news story. Like, it's called Dementia and the Brain, What They Forget to Tell You, because, you know, I have to add that in. That's my little trademark now. And, you know, it is kind of pricey because it's like a textbook. It's, you know, it was written that way. And so it's on retail at 99 euros.
What is does that work out to be?
I don't know, like $130.
Okay.
But again, it has, it's a source of information, and I just signed up today. So I'm so happy about that. That's a good news story.
Awesome.
Okay.
So, thank you for your support, you guys. I say this every single podcast because honestly, without you guys sharing, commenting, you know, really supporting us, this wouldn't be possible. We are very grateful for all of it. And we see everybody, you know, that does leave us the inbox messages, the messages on our walls.
And let's just add, these podcasts are not sponsored. So this is like a labor of love. And I figure, like, it's obviously doing some good because people do look forward to it. We've got a lot of good stories, and a lot of people get a lot of useful information from it. So this needs to continue.
So if there's anybody else out there that wants to continue supporting and, you know, wanting to make a donation to the campaign, you can either inbox myself or Karen, and we will take it from there and let you know what the further steps are. As this develops more, because this is so brand new, there's going to be easier ways to be able to donate and to be able to contribute.
No, the platform, yeah. It will be all,
yeah.
It's all hooked up.
So we're just waiting. Everything takes time.
Everything was a step. So to get the campaign, first of all, I had to get the foundation incorporated, like through lawyers, and then I had to wait for a bank account. Like it's
a process.
I'm learning as I go along.
It's a process, yes. So, you know, we are grateful for your patience and for your support. Looking forward to everybody else.
So support the Reinvent and Restore Foundation for caregivers.
Caregivers, yes. Grateful for all of you, and continue to share and to like and to comment. You know, without you guys, we couldn't do this. So we are grateful. On that note,
and Kalina, if you wouldn't mind, you can come on next week. We look forward to hearing. I'm hoping that you're up for talking about your situation.
Yes.
You're always in my thoughts.
Love to hear from her again. Bill as well. Anybody else that's going through, you know, their own Alzheimer's journey with their loved ones, you guys are more than welcome to always, you know, chime in and give us a ring. We could talk, we could hear, we could listen, we can cry, we can do all of that stuff. So,
okay,
you guys, support, continue. We love you. Thank you.
Peace.